hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride?
Hi. Okay, this is, wow, second podcast in one day. That is amazing. So today is my last podcast. Yes, my last podcast for this book. This will be about, about three arguments. Two of them is like what I mostly liked, and one of them is what like I didn't really like about this book. And for me, overall, this book is a 3 out of 5, if not 4 out of 5, because like I said, there's one that like I didn't really like. So first argument, what I liked from the book was the relationship between August and Lily. And also June and Lily. So, and I didn't want to like divide those, so I just put them in like one argument. But yeah, so August and Lily's relationship is mostly kind of like friends. You know, like August always is like taking care of Lily, and also like she always gives Lily like advice and everything, and it's really kind of her. And also she gives her advice like whether it's like in a quote and stories, or literally just like telling her, you know, like advice itself without quotes or stories. Also June and Lily's relationship is kind of quite the opposite, and that's what I like about this book. And like they don't put like every character together. They don't I'm sorry, how do you say this? They don't make everyone love Lily, you know, like they have like different emotions for every kind of character, you know. One person doesn't like the Lily, other person loves her, next person not so much, you know, like it's different different levels, I guess, of emotions towards Lily. And that's what I like about it, because you know, in other books or sometimes it's always like, oh yeah, this character loves her, it's always circling around her and how everybody loves her. In some cases it might be like, oh yeah, it might be like oh yeah, wow, it's like really good, this book's really good. In other cases it's just like flat out boring, and you don't really want to like read it because there's no contrast, if I could say that, I think. So yeah, that's one of the arguments why I like the book. Second argument is I really don't like the fact that, because Lily and Rosaline, I don't like the fact that Lily and Rosaline don't get a lot of like bonding time after they move into the pink house. So what I'm trying to say is that before they moved into the pink house, all you hear is, oh yeah, Rosaline takes care of her, she bakes cakes for her, she comforts her when she doesn't feel well, she does this, but you never see Rosaline and Lily, you never see that kind of bond after they move to the pink house, because it's like they just, it's like the author is just forgetting about them. And I don't know if that's the point, or I don't know if it's not the point, you know. It's just, that's what I didn't like. I mean, the story is literally starting with them, and they're supposed to have, you know, more time together, and there's a lot of chapters where they're not mentioned. So that's what I didn't like about the book, and that's why I gave it a 4 out of 5. And the last argument that I really liked is that it's not a book where it ends with plenty of questions, you know, like you have every answer to the questions that were mysteriously mentioned in the book. Like for an example, why does T-Ray hate Lily so much? And we understood that it's because he doesn't hate her. He's just in anger and he has pain, and he's projecting that towards Lily because he actually did love Deborah. Or Lily's mom passed away but that's mostly in next chapter we find out, but still they didn't leave it till either the end, or you know, they actually mentioned it, whether in some books they don't mention it at all. And that's what I like, you know, they mention and every answer to the questions that you're asking yourself in the book are actually answered either at the end or during the chapter that you're reading, if that makes sense. I really hope it does, because I try to explain it in the best way possible. So yeah, in conclusion, this book was actually really, really good. Like, I really liked it, and it was really entertaining to read. And you know, those were my three arguments. I really like doing these responses and podcasts, but I hope you have a wonderful day full of rainbows and sunshines. And if you're listening to this during the night, I hope you have a wonderful night full of beautiful stars and a beautiful moon. And yeah, so I hope that I see you next time, and I might do more podcasts. I really feel like doing more podcasts. It might be like in a more general topic, you know, sometimes it won't be about this book. We'll see. Okay. Okay. Bye. Is it because of a history?